Let us start from the middle of the Amid and Davchof Aleph Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Chisda Behema Chetzi Shal Nochi Bechetzi Shal Yisrael Mutal L'Shachta B'Yontip. A Behema that's Shutvis Chetzi Shal Nochi Bechetzi Shal Yisrael Yelata Shechta B'Yontip. The Yevshel Kezayis Boso B'Loi Shchita. Because I have to shecht it the Yevshel Kezayis Boso B'Loi Shchita. So even though the chelik akum is also being geshochten, but I'm shechting for myself. That's called lechem. Isa chetzi shal nochi vechetzi shal Yisrael also lafaisa biyontiv. But if I have a dough that belongs half to a goy and half to a yid, that one is not permitted to bake in yontiv. The efshalei lemiflege belisha. That means he wants to bake his half of the dough. He doesn't have to bake the guy's half. He could split the dough and just bake his half. So the process of putting in the dough of the guy into the oven, so there's no reason for his tzairich, there's no reason to bake the guy's dough. So therefore, it is awesome. Mosiv Ravchane Baal Chaniloi. We learned Isas Klovim, Bizman Sharoim Oichle Mimeno Chayeves Bechala. That an Isa Ado that is aimed to be given for Klovim, Bizman Sharoim Oichle Mimeno, if the Royim also partake of this dough, they eat part of it, is Chayeves bechale, so it's chayev bechale. There's a din lechem, it's a machal odom. People are eating from it. Ma'arvin bo, it is kosher for iruvi chateres. There's a teres pas. Umishtatvin bo, it is kosher for shitufi mevois. Mevoichan aleo, mezamlin aleo. You make a moitzi on it. You ben zimun. V'nefes b'yontem. That's hanegei alonu. And you can bake it in yontiv. But odom, so that means, so we have here an ises klovim. That means that the klovim will partake from this isa also, and the rayim will use it. So it's an isa which is for klovim and for rayim. And one is permitted to bake it in yontiv. Odom yotzvei dechebose bePesach. Here's a Teres Lechem, that one could be Yaitze, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Leil Pesach. But the main point is over here, the Venef is Beyontif. You're allowed to bake the whole Isa, and we have here an Isa, which is Lechere similar to an Isa Shel Shutfim. Belongs to a Goy and half belongs to a Yid. So Rav Chisda had said before that one is not permitted to bake it because the Efshalela Miflege Belisha, he could split it up. He doesn't have to bake the Chelika Akum. So here, how are you permitted to bake the Chelika Klovim? Even though the Royim are partaking from it, but you are baking a Chelik, which the Tzairich Klovim. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Shani Isas Klovim, Hoyel Ve'efshel Lefaison Benevela. There's a possibility that this whole Isa might be eaten by the Royim. That means even though the owner of the Klovim and the Balabos of the Royim has an obligation to feed the Klovim, but it's possible that he can get away with feeding them an avela. Could be a behema will die, and they'll have a meal of meat on yontiv, and then this whole isa would be usable for the rayim. So therefore, you're permitted to bake the complete isa, because it could be, this whole isa could be eaten up by the rayim. This is not like isas, the half of the guy is going to eat it up. There's no cheshbon that they eat the yid might eat up the goy's chalik. So here you're baking half an iser, l'tzeirich akum. There's no heter to do such a thing. Mashenkin over here, you're baking a complete iser, because there's a possibility that the whole iser might be eaten by the goyim, if an avela will die, if a behemah will die, so the klovim will be able to eat meat, and the whole iser will go for the roi. So the Gemara asked, "Umi isle l'Rav Chisda hoyu?" Does Rav Chisda hold of such a svarah? I mean, since this might occur, so you take it into consideration. But itma, we learn to oifem miyontav l'choyu. If a person finished his suda, he's not eating anymore. And now he sits down, and now he starts baking. Why is he baking? Mi yontev l'chol. He wants to have lechem meitzoy yontev. Is Rav Chisda on maloikis? Rav Chisda says he gets malkis. He's a machal yontev. He's baking shaloi l'tzeirich yontev. Rabbi Omar ene loike. Rabbi says he doesn't get malkis. Now what is the machloikis? So Rav Chisda on maloike. Lemrinin hoyel umikli oichim chozilei hashti nami chozilei. Rav Chisda says we don't say, that means there is a possibility that oichim might come and visit him, and this lechem that he's baking might be used l'tzorech yontev. So Rav Chisda says you don't say such a thing since this could occur. Lemaise, oichim aren't expected, weren't invited. So, Memele, so this is considered, it's an afiyah, mi yontev l'chol. We don't take oichim into consideration. We say, since there's a possibility, maybe not a probability, but there's a possibility that oichim might come, so this afiyah is also called l'tzorech oichol nefesh for the theoretical oichim that might come. The oichim, I finished eating, but oichim might come. So might be used to tzorech oichol nefesh, as considered as being baked to tzorech oichol nefesh, for the potential oichim that might come. But Rav Chisda doesn't hold up such things. So we ask the kasha, how are you permitted to bake the whole isis haklovim, since normally there's no nevela now? So, most probably, half of the Iser, or chelik of the Iser, will be given for the klovim. So how are you permitted to bake for the klovim? Efshel amiflegei belisha, you should divide the Iser. The Gemara says, Eloleitema hoyel ve'efshel kagain de'islein nevela, devadi efshel afaisam v'nevela. No, that Rav Chanan Bachan Eloi, no, this Mishnah that says that, this Mishnah that says that one is permitted to bake a isas a klovim in yontev, it's speaking about that there is already a nevela. The owner as yet did not decide what he's going to give to the klovim, but since there is a nevela available, so memela, so then we zichik can take into consideration that it's possible that this whole isa might be eaten by the Royim, because there is other food available for the klovim. So therefore one is permitted to bake the isis a klovim in yontev. That's what we were up to yesterday. I think we did not learn the last taisvis. Hoyul umikli oichim. So the Rabbi said that if a person is baking miyontav l'choil, he's not loike, because there is a possibility that this bread that he is baking might be eaten in yontav. That's called anafiyah l'tzeirech oichol nefesh. This theoretical possibility makes it anafiyah l'tzeirech oichol nefesh. Tamer ha'omar b'shabes peik ha'matzniyeh. A person takes off honeycombs from a beehive. So the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Lezer. I think that to separate honeycombs from a beehive goes into Meleches Kaitzer is Seife Gaboim. So he gets Malkus. Amai loike le Rabbe. So Tosfos asked, he's doing a Meleche. He's doing a Meleche. Amai loike le Rabbe. The Omar Hoche Hoyo. That Rabbe holds Hoyul, so why should one get Malkus? So what is Pshat in Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha is that the only reason Tosfos understood that he should get Malkus is because he's not doing it L'Tzorech Yonta. He ate already, he doesn't need the honey anymore. If he needs the honey, so then this should be considered a tzorech yontif. So why is he like it? So Kochi doesn't need the honey. So he says, but according to Rabbe, there's always a theoretical possibility that he might need the honey. So why do you get Malkus? I think the Birchas Avrom is Ma'irer, that what is Tosfos Kasha? We had Tosfos and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that said that not all Malachas are permitted in Yontif, in Milisha Be'elech. That means from Malachas Lisha and further, from kneading in dough and further, that those Malachas are permissible in Yontif. But Kaitzer is also beyontif. Now, separating Roide Chalis Dvash, this is equivalent to, this is Kaitza, this is Meleches Kaitza. So Meleches Kaitza is also Beyontif. If I recall correctly, he says a beautiful Teretz. He says that according to what we learned the Shitas HaRamban in Mulchamis, that the gather, which malachas are mutter and which malachas are osa, there's malachas habayis and malachas hasode. That means the malachas which are done in the house to prepare the sude, those malachas are permissible. The malachas which are done in the sode, that means these are malachas which are that is a fall together. These are called malachas avoide, and these malachas are also. And we heard according to the Ramban that you could have the same tzuras hamalacha. It could be a teichen, and one teichen would be an isa deraisa for a person to make kemach. That's because that's malachas. That is not the malacha of preparing food to be eaten. That's tamazai a malacha that's usually done to make flour, but it's not a malacha that is done that is not called a preparation of food for the table. And you could have teichen, you could be teichen spices which is mutter. So that means the malacha gufe, it depends. Even though it's the same av malacha, sometimes it could be permissible on yontif, and sometimes it's not permissible on yontif. So the Birchas Avrom wants to say that meleches kaitzer is normally not in his house. It's something that's done from food that is growing. That is not called meleches eichel nefesh. But harei dechalas dvash, person has a beehive by him and he always takes off the honeycombs from the beehive, even though this is the same Meleches Kaitza, but this Meleches Kaitza would be mutter Tosfos holds. So this Meleches Kaitza is like the teichen of spices, which is also mutter, even though the teichen of kemach is also. So therefore Tosfos has a beautiful kasha. So Tosfos has a kasha. So the only reason this could be also because he has no intentions of using the honey. So no intentions of using the honey, but according to Rabbi, there's always possibilities the honey might be used because Eichem might come. So why does he get Malkus? What did Rabbi do with this Mishnah? This is a problem. What did Rabbi do with this Mishnah? Ve'ein loimer d'shani hosam d'efshel asoyse me'erev yontif. Maybe you'll say that takatz melechas eichel nefesh, but it could have been done erev yontif. So they said the linyan eichel nefesh in lechalik ben efshel ulay efshel. And melechas eichel nefesh, there is no such criteria that something that could have been done erev yontif is not permitted to be done in yontif. Kedeprishes bereish mechilten gabi rabbi yisiv doma mishem peiris hanoish. I explain this on the gimel already. So Taisus says, Akasha, so why is one loike when he separates the honeycombs from the beehive? There's always potential eaters on this honey, so why should he be loike? Yeshleimed the mairi shehidvish advash. It's speaking about that the honey is spoiled. Beini roi lachile. It's not edible. El lexisha de gamli. It could be used as an ointment to heal a sore of a camel. So it is not that, so he's being kaitza shalayla tzayach eichel nefesh. He's kaitza for a behemoth. So that's why he's like it. So Taisus is making an akimte that it is speaking about that it's unedible dvash. Inami, a second teretz, shetolash chalos dvash somach lachasheicha, that he had separated the honeycombs right before night. That means it was a minute before Laila. So that means even if an oirich would come, he'd be unable to eat it because the oirich is coming already meitzoy yontif. So he did it like the last minute before Laila, so Oichim could not help the situation. Now let us go further. Bo minei mirafune. They asked a shayla from Rafune. Hani binei bage. There were people who lived in small villages. The Ramo Alayo Kimcha de Bnei Chayla. Now, they were given a flour from the, was the, belonged to the soldiers. And they were given this flour, and they were mechuyev to bake for the army. There was soldiers living in their town. And the Bnei Bage, those living in this village, they were mechuyev mitzad the government to bake for the soldiers. Goyish soldiers. Zmal lefoisa biyontif. Now what happens by yontif? It's a very difficult shaila. Mitzadechot, the melech said they mechuyev to bake and cook for his soldiers. Mitzadacher et yontif, and you're not allowed to bake for a goy. Omar lehu, so Rav Huna answered them as follows. Chazine, yovile rifte liyinuke. That means if when you're baking, let's say you're baking for an army, let's say you're baking 900 breads for the army. That's much has to be baked each day. If a bread will be given to a small child, that means if you'd ask the head of the army there, you'll ask him, listen, we're baking 900 beds. Would you mind if we would make a bulkele for my small yingele? And he says, okay, it doesn't matter. So we'll have 899.5 breads. The loikopti, and they're not makpit, is kol chode v'chode chozili yinuke b'shoi. So then they're permitted to bake the 900 breads. Because each bread is potentially could be for each bread potentially could be for a yinuke, so that's permissible. Vishari, so then it's permissible. V'ilav, but what is if they said no? Listen, this flour belongs. This is government. This belongs to the government. This has to go to the soldiers. So then it's also. Then you're not allowed to bake. Fafal. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Bnei Baga Yisrael Hadorim Bekforim, the Rambo Alaya Kimcha de Bnei Chela. HaMelech Hitel Aleihem, the Melech put on them the obligation, Lefa Yisrael Vashel, to bake and to cook Livnei Chela, Anshe Milchamtai, for his soldiers. Kol Chode Vechode. So therefore, each bread is, there's a possibility it might be letzaira chatinik. Upolik rafune ad rafchizde, the oma chetzi shal nochi vechetzi shal Yisrael osa lafaiso. Now Rashi has a kasha. Before we learned that, that one is not, Rav Chisda had said, that one is not permitted to bake a dough, which half of the dough is going for a goy. And here, he was matter to bake 900 bread, because half might go to a tinik. So, but you're baking, listen, the 900, the 899 are going for goyim. So Rashi answers this problem by saying he's chaylik on him. It's also permissible. Since don't say such a thing. I'm baking, even though it comes out that I am baking a chaylik ha'akum, I'm zicha baking chaylik ha'akum, afal pikein, it is permissible. Since I'm baking for myself also, it's permissible. That's how Rashi learns. So the Gemara asks, "Vasanye, how could that be? We learned Maise b'Shimon HaTeimoni. Merduke Maise, Shimon HaTeimoni. He was." He came, there was a Seder Yontif Bein Arbayim. There was a Seder before Nacht, there was a Seder in the Beis Medrash. Shimon HaTeimoni didn't come. B'shach is the next day, Metzoy Rav Yudah Ben Bova, Omolei Mibnei Ma Leibo Sa Emesh LeBeis HaMedrash. Why didn't you come? It seems Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove was not ashamed. Somebody was a younger man already, this Rabbi Shimon HaTeimoni, and it seems it was his business to ask him, you missed the Seder, there's a Seder in Yontif. What were you doing? Why weren't you there? On Malay, so he told them, listen, I had all intentions of coming, but you don't know what happened by us. Balshus bo li'reinu. A tragedy happened, a calamity happened. There came a whole band of robbers, murderers. And they wanted to clean out the city. That means whatever we possessed, they would go from house to house and take all our belongings. And somehow, we shechted for them an eagle. We'll see who this eagle belonged to, if it was theirs or the guys. We'll see him halakas ashim taisvis. And we told them, listen, we'll make a very good eagle for you, and we'll give it to you. Upatavnu l'sholom mamash nisim gloim. And they were satisfied with that. And then So I was busy there. I mean, we're busy. We're busy taking care of the robbers and making sure that they shouldn't rob the whole city. Omaloi, tomani in loyotzos chalchem bepseitchem. He says, you think, Baruch Hashem, you gained a lot. He says, that's true. You gained money. all the money, but you don't know what you lost. You were Machal Yomtev. You cooked for a guy. You shechted for a guy. You cooked for a guy. So he says, you lost more than you gained. You gained your wealth. You gained material wealth. But you lost the Ruchnius. You are Machal Yomtev. Shrei Amra Teira Lachem V'loi La'iv Dei Kechorim. Lachem v'loy la'iv dey kechovim. And you're not allowed to cook for a guy. Al kaponim, it would seem from here, mein lochere, we know there's a klal, boba machteres, there's a din, einotem mamid atzmai al mamoinai, there's a klal, when a robber comes, a person can't control himself. And Zicha fight, and it's Akonis Nefoshis, and therefore you're allowed to kill a robber, because it's called Aroidev, and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos also. Because somehow it seems from over here, I mean, what's the Shaila of Chilul Yomtev here? I mean, it's Pikuach Nefoshis. You think everyone's going to stand by and let them ransack the city? That they'll mustama fight and they'll never be korbanos. For some reason, it seems that's not the case here. We have to know why. But al kaponim, it seems that there wasn't any shaila here of pikuach nefoshes. There was only a shaila of hefsed momin, and he said, "So you lost more than you gained. You gained money, but you are mechala yont." Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Atemoni mitimnas oye kedarsi shimshen choson atemoni mitimnas." Yeah, he was from Timnas. Emesh kloima beina baim shal yontev balshes chayil godol shal gedudei nochem. Shemechapsin uberushin lishlel shalom. They looked to grab booty, to that they would ransack the city. So he told them, Yotzo schalchem, shenistakartem bemomoin. That what you gained with your money, Yotzo v'ovad, but you lost because of that, bishvil hefsed einish. But you're going to have to pay for this shrita. You're going to pay much more than what you gained. You gained money, but you're going to pay much more because you are mechal yont. Shrei amra teira lachem v'loy loyim de kechovim. Frek de gemore, v'amaya chosi lemechul minei. So the gemore asks, what's the problem? According, we had just learned that Rav Huna had told them, you can bake 900 bread for Goyim, if one bread will be for a tinnik, she'll have to bake 900 bags, but it's called, I'm doing for the tinnik. I'm doing for the tinnik also, so that already is a matir. So here also the same thing, you're shechting an eagle, so if you'll have a kezias of basel for a tinnik, it also be maskim, so I'm cooking for the tinnik, I'm shechting for the tinnik. So memele, so what's the problem? Omar Rav Yosef, egel treife havoi. It was a treifen egel, wasn't a kosher egel. So the whole cooking was only for the goyim. Oh, for the cooking for the goyim. So Rav Yehuda ben Bove told him that, the maise you lost more than you gained. Let us see Rashi, where the clown like Gosina, Bachazel, Mechamne, like Pidu, Sherei, Mishalahen Hoya. So Rashi seems to be saying, there wouldn't be makbid that a tinnik should have, it's a piece of the meat, it's the Yidin's eagle, so they could zicher be generous on the Yidin's cheshbin. Yeah. Now let us see Taisvis. Chazinin yevino lulianuke Now Tosfos goes on the memra of Rav Huna. Yevinu lo liyanuke v'loy kopti kol chode v'chode. Everything is a potential. I'm baking for a yid. Peirish Rashi uplige ahida la'el darav chizde the kamar isa chetshe shal nochi v'efshe lemiflege belisha. There, Rav Chizde said, one is not permitted to bake an Issa, which I know that half of the Issa will not be for a yid, even though I don't know which half, but Al Kapadim, I know a half is being baked not for a yid. And here it says that you're allowed to bake for an army if there's a possibility that something will be for a yid. So the Ri is Chaylik, and the Ri is Chaylik am Rashi. The Loi Pligi, there's no Machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. The Shani Isa, the Chetzi Shal Nochi, the Chetzi Shal Yisrael. The Yisrael Motzi Le Miflige, the Lefes Chelka. That means, in that case, that there, Rav Chizda said, you have a dough that belongs half to the goy, so what reason do you have to bake the goy's dough? You have no reason whatsoever. So fakert. You want to bake your half, so split it. You have no reason to bake the goy's dough. Only reason, you're baking for the goy. So therefore, you're not allowed to bake the goy's dough. You could split it and bake yours. You don't have to bake the goys for yourself. The flour belonged to the army. But the tircha of baking, that the villagers, they had to bake the goyish flour for the soldiers. Hilkach. Vayhoyu yechaylem likach klal min hakemach koydem afiyah lafoysel etzeirich atinik. That means they had no right to we want to bake for tinik. Why do you have to take our flour to bake for tinik? Aval achakach. It's their flour. Who are you taking our flour to bake for tinik? But they baked. They were baking 2 hours. They were baking these 900 breads. So that means if I'm baking already, so I'm permitted to take one bulkala for myself. So what does that mean? So Taisus means to say as follows, that here the story is, I can only get a bulkala by baking 900 chalas. I'll bake 900 chalas, and they'll see I was sweating 2 hours for them. They'll be generous to give me a bulkala. So I only derive this chus to have a bulkala after I bake the 900 chalas. So I have to bake 900 chalas to get the bulkala. So whatever I'm baking for myself. That means I can't get the bulkala otherwise without baking these 900 chalas. So there's no, over, before Rav Chizda was speaking about, you had a dough, half is yours, half is the goy's. Now I'm asking you a legitimate question, why are you baking the goy's? Why are you baking the goy's? Because you want to have chalas, so split it. So there's no reason for you to bake the goy's. So mamel, if you bake the goy's, you have a chalas yontif. But here you're asking me why I'm baking the goys. Sure, I'm baking the goys in order to get a bulkala. So I'm baking 900 chalas to get one bulkala. So that's called I'm baking for myself. The 900 chalas are being baked, let's say, Yisrael, that I should be able to get a bulkala. We'll come back to the Taisus. The chayn be'ego de besamuch. Now the same story was by the calf. Le shayich efshel le miflege. Shenosnu Mishalem. So Tosis makes an akimta. It seems these robbers also had the eagle. It was the guy's eagle. They brought along an eagle. The villagers just told them that, you know, we're very good cooks. We'll make something for you that's out of this world. So they gave them their eagle that they should cook it and shecht it and cook it for them. So Memele, Mishamachim Elokim Enohi Makpidim. So they wouldn't permit them, okay, you can go and take now a small piece and cook for yourself, but it's our eagle. Imloya Yidei Teire Chabishu. But since they cooked for them, Kedach Mevashlam Sheikh Lamat, like all cooks, that you cook something, she can take something from the pot. Minabishu. So this was also a similar case that Lemaise, the whole Schus Achila came about through the Afia, through the Bishul, and Rafune was Matarit, and here they asked it, told the Gemara answered that here they didn't have any Schus in the Bishul because it was a Treifa. Before we go further, I'd like to elaborate a little on this sugya which we have just learned. This is a moiradike sugya. The Avne Meluyim and the Shailas Hatshuva Simen Beis brings down a machlokes, the Shev Yaakov and the Noida B'Yehuda about a shaila that they had. It seems Bismanehem, the Shochtim, the Yiddish Shochtim, used to shecht behemoths which belonged to Goyim. They shechted for the Goyim, and the Goyim sold the owners of the behemoths. They sold them the behemoths, the kosher behemoths, and they sold it to Goyim also. But it seems the Yidden did not have behemoths. The behemoths belonged to the Goyim, and the Shochtim used to shech the Goyim's behemoths with intentions to buy it. Now the Shaila was, if this was permissible in Yontif. Are you allowed to do this in Yontif? What are you doing? We are shechting a Goyim's behemoth with an intent to purchase part of the meat. Is this permissible or us? So the Shev Yaakov said that it is also not allowed to do this. And he brought a raya from the Gemara before. The Gemara said, Nedorim and Nedovis, you're not permitted to shecht in Yontif. That means even though you're going to eat some of it, but you're not permitted to shecht it, because Mishulchon Gavoya Kozochu. So the Shev Yaakov learned pshat in the Gemara, a very interesting pshat, that it's not yours now. Now you're shechting something which belongs to Hegdish. Later, Hegdish will give you. But whose are you shechting now? You are shechting, not Lochem, you are shechting Shel Gavoya. Later, Mi Shulchan Gavoya Kazoch. So you're shechting Shel Hegdish, and later you're going to derive benefit from it. So he says, here's the same thing, you're shechting the goys, and later, you buy it from the goy. So you're not allowed to shecht, just like you're not allowed to shecht shel gavoya, you're not allowed to shecht shel akum. So he asked it, the Shev Yaakov asked it, and he said this is similar to nedorim and nedovis, and that is pshat mishulchon gavoya kazochu. That means now it is not yours. Now it belongs to Hegdish, and you're going to get from Hegdish. You are shechting a animal which belongs to Hegdish, and that is us. That's what the Shev Yaakov paskin. The Neida B'Yuda paskin that it's permissible, and he brought a raya from our Gemara, from the Tosfos that we just learned. Our Tosfos says that there was the goy's eagle, they shechted the goy's eagle, the goy's flour, they baked the goy's flour, and they did it because they had intentions that from baking the goy's flour, we'll get something from it.
So Memela says also the same thing. I'm shechting the goy's behemoth, and I intend to get something from it. I hope he'll sell me some meat. So I'm shechting a behemoth of a goy with an intention to purchase some of the meat. So the Nedivida said it's mutter, and the Shev Yaakov said it is also. And both of them brought a raya from a gemara and beyed of chafala from a dalek. Now the Nedivida says that he says the Shev Yaakov, he said, had a very interesting pshat that lochem means it has to belong to you. He says, where did he get this pshat? Doesn't mean it has to be. He says, if Chazal would say lochem mishelochem, you only allowed to do meloche in something that belongs to you. Good, mishelochem v'loy mishelako. Then you would understand such a drosha. He says, but if that would be the case, so I'd be allowed to cook my food for a goy also, because it's mine. You're allowed to cook a goy's food. He says, there's no such drosha. The drosha is who call yase yeyase lochem bishvilchem. It should be done for you and not for a goy. So he says, so there's a tremendous difference. By nedarim and nedoves, I'm shechting for gavoya. That means the shechita that I'm shechting, this is an avoyde that is being done litzoyrich gavoya. So therefore, the shechita is an asadike malacha because I'm not doing it for myself. It is being done litzoyrich the kolbon. Afterwards, I'm going to eat. But the purpose of the shechita is litzoyrich gavoya. Masha ein kein. By the shochtim are shechting. There is always in the shechting beyond them because they have intentions to use the meat. So they're shechting for themselves. And the dolam and the dov is, they're shechting for gavoya. So therefore the Nedib Yudis says that it is permissible, and he's chaylik on the Shev Yaakov. Now, the Avne Miluyim wants to say that he thinks that the Machloikis, the Nedib Yehudah, and the Shev Yaakov, is a Machloikis in Tais Tuterutzim of Taisvis in Shabbos. That's what the Avne Miluyim wants to say. There is a Taisvis in Shabbos. It says there, Masecht Shabbos, Tav Chavdal Damed Beis, one is not permitted to burn Trumet Meye in Yontif. Trumet meye, which is not permitted to be eaten by the kohen is permitted to burn. Let's speak about shemen, oil of trumet meye. Now, this oil of trumet meye can be very well used as fuel for lighting purposes. Afal pikein, it says that yontif you're not allowed to burn it. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why aren't you allowed to burn it in yontif? You're allowed to take poshita oil and kindle this oil. And that's a tzayich yontif. So if I take oil of trumet meye, I have a mitzvah also. My brother, the kohen is allowed to derive benefit from it. So why am I not allowed to burn shemen shel trumet meye? This is Taisvus Kasha Masechta Shabbos. And there's two terutzim on Taisvus. On this Kasha. One terutz, the Rivo says, he says that as follows. He says, Trumat Meye, the coin is not permitted to derive any benefit from it, but it's also all anos, but when he's doing the mitzvah, while he's doing the mitzvah, he's permitted to derive benefit from it. So the Riva says this is similar to Nedorim in Nedovis. Nedorim and Nedovis is also eating. But the shechita is not for himself. The shechita is for gavoya. The Torah said, if you shecht for gavoya, later you'll be able to derive benefit from it. But that is called, I'm not doing it for myself, even though eventually I'll derive benefit from it. The iker asiya is letzerech gavoya, and eventually you can get benefit from it. So that is not called lochem, that is called le gavoya. So here Taisa says it's the same thing. that the Torah says you have, there's a mitzvah to burn the Trumat Meir. So I'm burning it for the purpose to be mekayim the mitzvah. But the Torah said when you're doing the mitzvah, you're permitted to derive benefit while you are doing the mitzvah. So this is an asiyah letzairech gavoya. I'm burning it letzairech gavoya. So this is similar to nedarim and nedarim. So that's the rivo. So the Avnei Miluim says this rivo sounds very much like the Noida B'Yehuda. The Iker is what the purpose is. Is the purpose for yourself? Is the purpose for gavoya? You look at the purpose. So therefore, the Noida B'Yehuda said that I'm shechting like it's the goy's behemoth. But I'm shechting that I should be able to have meat. The purpose here is lochem. Nedarim and nedavis, you're shechting for gavoya. The ikir is the kolben, I'm shechting for gavoya. So the riva sounds very much like the Noida B'Yehuda. But there's a ri in Taisvist. The ri says, how can you compare Trumat Tmeya to nedarim and nedavis? Nedarim and nedavis, Mishulchan gavoya kazachu. How can you say Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu applies by Trumat Meir? So the Ri says, because that's what the Ri says, so the Avnei Miluim says, because he understood, like the Shev Yaakov, that the whole Indian of Nedarim and Nedavis, I'm shechting a Gois. So if I'm shechting a Gois, so it's called, I'm shechting for the Gois. But here it's my Trumat Meir, so there's no comparison to Trumat Meir to Nedarim and Nedavis. So the Avnei Miluim says that the Ri holds like the Ri holds like the Shev Yaakov, and the Rivo is like the Noida B'Yehuda. But we have here one problem, which the Avnei Miluim avoided. It's not so poshut. What do we do with Rav Huna? We have here an Ofene Gemara, that was the Noida B'Yehuda's Raya. What did the Shev Yaakov do with this Gemara? This Gemara says, I have a goy's egel, I have a goy's flour, and I'm baking it, and if I have, am I doing it for myself, and it's permissible. So how could the Shev Yaakov say that I'm not allowed to shecht the goy's behemoth if the intention is I should get the meat from the goy's behemoth? This is Amir de Kekash on the Shev Yaakov, which was the Raya from the Noida B'Yehuda. So the Chassam Sofer and Simon Tov Tzadik Ches Sif Aleph wants to for the Shev Yaakov. He said that the case of Rav Huna, they were baking. The Chassam Sofer says as follows: in the case of Rav Huna, they were baking 900 bread in order that one bread should be given to the tinnik. So he says, the tinnik is a shutif in the bread. That means in these 900 breads, that was the schav of the baking. That means because we are baking 900 breads for you, you'll give us one bread. So the bread which will go to the tinnik, pshat is, the schara fiyah, they're being makna him the bread. So this is his bread. It's his bread already. That means the chalik he's going to get, they're maskim to give him because of his services. They're cooking an eagle, so they're maskim to give a kezias of meat to a tinnik. They're baking the bread, so they're maskim to give one bread for tinnik. So over here, it is considered that he's baking for himself mishaloi, because the bread that he's going to eat is not shabbos. They'll give him later. It's their bread. He's baking their bread and they'll give it to him later. No, for baking 899 breads, they're giving him one bread. For cooking an egel, they'll give him a kezias from the egel. So there it's considered that he's cooking his own. Masha Einkein, that's what the Chassam Sofer wants to say. Masha Einkein, in the case of the Shechita, That is not the story. By the case of the Shechita, I'm shechting the goys, and afterwards, I want to purchase from the goy some of the meat. So there the Shev Yaakov says, if you are doing on a meloche b'shel akum, it belongs to a goy, that is not permissible. That's how the Chasam Sofer wants to emphasize the Shev Yaakov. Now let us go back to our sugya. The Gemara had asked Akash and Rav Huna. Rav Huna had said, if there is a potential benefit from the meloche, there's a potential benefit from the meloche of shechting and cooking for the goy, so that is permissible. It's called, I'm doing it for myself. So the Gemara asked, so what was wrong with the Maisa of Shimon HaTemoni? The Atinik could derive benefit from the Shechita and the Bishul. So the Gemara said, no, it was a Treife Egel, so they couldn't derive benefit from it. Frek the Gemara, Vohochosi Leklovim, they could also derive benefit from it. They can give part of the meat to their caliph. So the Gemara says, to do a Moloche for a Goy is a debatable inyan. Tanoi, this is a machlekes tanoi. Desanya acha she ye ochel lechol nefesh, hu levado ye osa lochem. One is permitted to do in yontiv what will be eaten lechol nefesh. Now what does lechol nefesh come to include? Mimashme shenema lechol nefesh, shemei ani afilu nefesh, behime b'mashme. That means one is permitted to cook, to do a maloche, even for a behemoth. Kinyan shenema omake nefesh behemoth yishalmena. So a behemoth is also called a nefesh. Talmud loyma lochem. So that's where the pasuk says, no, it can only, what is permissible, hu levada yeyose, if it is lochem. Chol nefesh is only if it is lochem. Lochem v'loy leklovim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Afilu Nefesh Behemah B'Mashmeh. No, you're allowed to do a Moloche for a Behemah also. Lachol Nefesh, Im Keima Talmud Loima Lochem, Lochem B'Loi La'ivdei Kechofer. Lochem is Mamayit Goyim, but for your animals you're allowed to do a Moloche. Frank the Gemore, Emarois, L'Rabbis, Esaklovim, L'Hitzi, Esa'ivdei Kechofer. Why do you say for a goy you're not allowed to cook, and for a kelev you're allowed to cook? Mal banias haklovim shem izaynoison olecho, since you're mechuyev to support them, that means your animals, you're mechuyev to support them, so therefore that is nichlal in lochem, that is your responsibility. So therefore, umaytzin yasayv nikachovim shem izaynoison olecho. So we have here a machlokes tanoim, if one is permitted to cook or to do a meloche for a kelev. So the Gemara means to say that Mustama Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove held that they held like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that you're not allowed to do a malacha for a caliph. So memele, so therefore he said you are machal yontif. I mean, so it was only, this whole malacha was only done for goyim, so you are machal yontif. Let us see Taisvis. Lochem v'loy leklovim divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Oimer horat, so we have here a machloikis, and Taisvis on the Aleph Amid Beis. So we have here a machlokes tanoim, is one permitted to do a meloche for an animal, for his own animal? So Rabbi Yosi says you're not allowed to. Lochem below the klov do Rabbi Yosi glili, and Rabbi Kiva says you are permitted. Oimer horav Rav Shmuel me'ayvre b'shem ochi barav Rav Meisha, v'aloche k'Rabbi Yosi glili. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi haglili that one is permitted. We pass on Rabbi Yosi Aglili that one is permitted to do a meloche that one is not permitted to do a malacha for an animal. Ba'af al-gav d'kaim malon d'alochik Rabbi Kiva mechaveiroi. We have a klal that if Rabbi Kiva is chaylik another tane, we pass not Rabbi Kiva, so it should be permissible. Hafalpikein here, we don't, this is a unique case, we don't pass not Rabbi Kiva. Dashkachna stomed the Mishneh kebosei b'meseches chale. We have a star Mishnah like Rabbi Yosei Glili. Ises klovim, Ise that was made for klovim, bizman sheharoyim oichle mimeno, nefes piyontev. If the royim will eat from this Ise, you're allowed to bake it. V'davke bizman sheharoyim oichle mimeno, holav hochi, but this Ises klovim, if the royim will not eat from it, you're not allowed to bake it in yontev. Why aren't you allowed to bake it in yontev? Why aren't you allowed to bake it for the klovim? V'hochi isa b'seife behedya, aboleina roim oichle mimena ein oifen oisa b'yontev. It says b'feirish in the Mishnah, stam Mishnah, if you have isa's klovim and the roim will not partake from this isa, you're not permitted to bake it. According to Rabbi Kiva, you're allowed to bake for the klovim also. So we have a star Mishnah, not like Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and we pass them like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That is what Tosfos says. There's a very interesting Balamoyer. The Balamoyer says by us that no, we pass them like Rabbi Kiva. We pass Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosi, we pass them like Rabbi Kiva. Tosfos found a Mishnah that says you're not allowed to bake for the dogs. He says, sure you're not allowed to bake for the dogs. You know why? Because a dog doesn't need baked dough. A dog is not particular. He can eat the raw dough also. So Mamela, so you're not permitted to bake for the dogs because they don't need the baking. That is Pshat in the Gemara. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is that if the Royim are not going to partake from this Issa, so we just have an Issa for the dogs to give them raw dough. They'll eat raw dough also. So what right do you have to bake for them? That's pshat. I feel according to Rabbi Kiva, you're allowed to do a malacha for them. That means a malacha that is necessary to make for them lekavod yontif kokish cake. I mean, that's not a tzoyre choychol nefesh. That's they can have raw dough, whatever they need for their food. That is permitted to do. But to do a malachah when it is not necessary, they can eat raw dough. So that's what the Baal HaMoyer says. So he's chaylik on Tosfos. So the Marsho asks a moyre de kekasha on this Baal HaMoyer from the Gemara we just learned before. We just learned before in the Gemara that was the story, that's how Tosfos explains the Gemara, that when these robbers came into the shtot, so they cooked for them an eagle. So the Gemara is Takashe and Rav Huna, what did they do wrong? L'chayre, someone can eat from it. Tinni can eat from it, so what did they do wrong? So the Gemara said it was a treife. So the Gemara asked, no, but they could give it to Klovim? So what did they do wrong? The Gemara said, well, it's a machloikis if you can give it to Klovim. It's like the Marsho, how you allowed to cook for Klovim? They eat raw meat. The dogs eat raw meat. So how you allowed to cook for Klovim? According to the Baal HaMoyer, what was pshat in the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asked Akasha what did they do wrong? Why was there a chilul yontev? You can, part of this meat could be given to the dogs. So in fact, the Marsho sure can be given to the dogs. But if it's not necessary, you're not allowed to do a malocha for a dog. So how are you allowed to cook for the dogs? That he asks on the Baal HaMoyer. It lies with Akasha. Zog de Gemara weiter. Oma lei Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye erst Rav Yosef. Ule Rav Yosi Haglili. According to Rav Yosi Haglili, the Oma lochem veloy leklovim. Rav Yosi Haglili says that you're not allowed
to do a malacha for a caliph. Hani sufli those pits. There were pits of dates. Hani sufli lechayuse hechi shadinelu biyontif. How are we permitted to give the chayis of the animals we possess, we give them date pits in yontif? Now, let's just give a preview. We'll say how Taisus explains the Gemara, so we'll understand the Gemara. Taisus says as follows. Taisus says that these pits were unedible for chayas. The very pit of a date is, even these are chayas, but they have problems eating it. Now, how does a chaya eat these pits? You have to grind it. If you'll grind it and you'll chop it up, then it's edible for a chaya. Then it's perhaps a delicacy. But like this, to give them whole pits, they'll choke on it. So now the shaila was as follows. These pits are not a machal behemoth the way they are. So if you're permitted to chop them up for the chayas, if we pass them like a bekiva, you're allowed to chop them up for the chayas. So then it's a machal behemoth. So it's not muktzeh. That means there's a use from them. You can go, it's not muktzeh. It has a use. It's a machal behemoth. Just like you give an animal straw, even though a person can eat the straw, but it's a machal behemoth. Behemoths eat straw. So my mail is that. So if you can chop up these pits in yontif, letzoyrich the animals, so it's a machal behemoth, you're allowed to go and be metal to them, you're allowed to give it, it's not mukse, it has a use. But, if we pass like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you're not allowed to do a meloche for an animal. So these pits are unedible, not only for a person, for an animal also. So how are we permitted to give them to the animals? Now, let's just say one more thing. Why did Taki give them to the animals? So Taisu says they were nechal al yedei hadchak. That means that when they didn't chop them up, an animal could eat a few of them. It was very difficult, but an animal can eat a few of them. But that doesn't make it fis muktzeh. That means that's considered a machal behemoth. If it's only nechle de atchak, it's not considered a machal behemoth, so it should be muktzeh. So that was the kash. Now let us see the Gemara. Omale abayi l'Rabbi Yosi, for l'Rabbi Yosi aglili da omal lochem v'loy leklom. According to Rabbi Yosi aglili, that says that one is not permitted to do a meloche for klovim, hani sufli, so these pits of dates, the date pits, l'chayusa eche shadin elu b'yontif. How are we permitted to be metaltal them and to throw them to the animals in yontif? It is muktzeh. So how are you allowed to do it? Amalei hoyul v'chazul la'asoke. He says, you know, there's another use of these pits. You can use them for fuel. That means they're not only, forget about animals. Animals eat them also, but they're used for fuel. So memela in yontif, you're allowed to take fuel and burn fuel in yontif. So it's not mukta. So it has a use to it. So since you could use it for fuel, so memela, so it's not mukta. It has a use. So you're permitted to give it to the animals also. In fact, the Gemara tinech biyabishte. Okay, that's it. The pits are dry, so they could be used for fuel. Beritivte ma'ika lemeim. But what if you have wet pits? The wet pits they would extinguish the flame. They're not good for fuel. And you say you can't prepare the food for the chayis. So why isn't it muktzeh? Amalei chazu lehesegod. Not also be used for fuel. If you have a tremendous fire, you put in some wet pits, they won't extinguish the flame, and fakel, eventually it'll burn. So memele, it's not mukze. Finished. So you're allowed to give it to the animals. Like the Gemara, tinach biyontif. Yontif, it's not mukze, because, yontif is not mukze, because she can go and put it into a flame. Let us stop over here. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Hani sufli garini tmorim, the pits of dates, seicha shadinelu kim de laodam loichosi." Since a person can eat them, umachel a behemel mishtri, not permitted to prepare a machel for a behemel, to do a maloche for a machel a behemel, is a siri betulto. So it's muksa. Are you allowed to throw them to the chayis? Let us see Tosfos. What's the problem? The mai hoyoloi lesser. Why should it be yosa? Imishum tirche. If the problem is, istamazi being tereyach for behime, mahole mishani midim, mabakach mishum dechozi lasok. So what's the terrace? She could use it as fuel. But he could tirche yoseira. But I'm matrich myself for the behime. And if he wants to say it's mukze, the islohu, the machabem is mukze, he holds the machabem is mukze, lohi. Tim kei tiksha echanu noisnim tevel lebehim, how do we give straw to the behemoths? Voit man metalplum seir shall apunim oyo shorei lamachabem. This is a type of a skin of a peel of a certain lentil. Certain bean, so the Moshe Shlatim Utalfut, because it's a machel behemet. So you see a machel behemet makes it a smukta. Voi da omar boso tafuach is a spoiled meat. Metalfut moisne shereil a machel klov, we can give it to a kelis. So memele, so what's the problem? If the problem is mukta, a machel behemet is not mukta. If the problem is tirche, so then that what he could use it for fuel doesn't take away the tirch. Yeshloima dahani garini tamra einam ruyim lebehemai de tikin godol. They're only royal lemachl behemai through a tikin godol. Lechatchon ulerachachom. You have to cut it up and chop it up and make it soft. Dahavi moloche. This is a moloche. Other Hashem says a moloche de reisim. So memele, so you're not allowed to. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So if we pass letter b'kive, so you can prepare them for the animals, so it's not mukze. But if we don't pass letter b'yisei glili, or we pass letter b'yisei glili, how are you allowed so it should be mukze? Umikom makim teisvus as ruyim k'moy shema yedei atchak. But that means we give them to them even though without doing anything it's all day attack, it doesn't become a smuksa because of that. But hoyil ve'enem ruyim li yisika machel behemai deitikin godol heichi shadini lulaman de dorish lachem v'loy leklom. How are we permitted to throw it to them? Shem da'avi meloche. So memela, this is a meloche. That means it is doesn't have a teres machel behemai without preparing them. The Gemara says it is not mukta because it has another usage. It has a usage that it can be used as fuel. The Ha'ora, we had asked why they weren't permitted to be mechalo yomtev. I would just like to be mitzayin and simin shin chof tes. Siv Vov Zayim, in Siv Vov it says, Akum Shotzoru ala Yoris Yisroel imbol iske momin en mechalalim alayim es HaShabbos. And in Siv Zayim it says, Yesh Mishaymish abizman hazeh, Fulubo al iske momin mechalalim shimlo yenichenu Yisroel lishlel velovoiz momoynoi yargenu vave iske nefoshes. Seems there's a difference bisman hazal and bisman hazeh. We also like to be mitzayim, the shmira shabbos kilchoso, the second, the madura shniya of the first chelik taf kuf nun dalid, and haore ois ayin.